Hello, it's Tuesday, November the 24th, and I trust that you are well on this Thanksgiving week. And today we're in Psalm 103, a very, very well-known psalm. We know it perhaps better because of H.F. Light, L-Y-T-E, H.F. Light's famous hymn that we sing, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. It begins, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And that's often read as a kind of call to worship on Sunday morning or Sunday evening. In the middle of the psalm, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. So height and then distance, as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. And then parenthood, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. It goes on to say that man is fading, but God endures. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love that of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. And then the psalm ends with the entire creation singing God's praise. Again, the focal point of this psalm, like so many of the psalms, is God's covenant love, his chesed love in Hebrew, his covenant that cannot be broken, that is yes and amen in Jesus Christ. Well, this is Psalm 103. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, who like thee his praise should sing. And that's probably one of our most loved hymns, and it's based on Psalm 103. Well, have a wonderful day today.